John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello, it's the Talking Yanks pregame show. Jake Sucks. He is also not here. He is lobster hunting, lobster fishing in Key West. Me and Big Baby David will be giving you the pregame show today where we talk about the lineup that we don't fucking have. Yankees, get your shit together. We'll talk about blah, 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 and blah, 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 and homer draft, and over-under, and pitching path to victory, and blah, 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 mad at the Yankees because I told my wife, Caitlin, I'd leave here by 5 o'clock the latest, and the Yankees, it's 5:10, and the Yankees still don't have a lineup out. Jerks.
Well, they told us the important piece, but
Judge is playing. We know that. Higgy's back. We know that. What the hell? Post the lineup.
On the screen was my best guess.
The lineup on the screen is BBD's best guess. But yeah, we still don't have a lineup. I mean, they got to make a move for Judge. And they also have to make a move for Clay Holmes, yeah, who they said is available tonight.
I think on paper it's the move for Higgy. Because they announced when they got him yesterday that Brantley was down as the move for Holmes.
Okay, but they need two people off?
But they are the words they use. They need to get rid of two people. Yes.
All right, so it's not that hard, guys. Send Lamar Florial down for Judge. And then send, who can they send down for Sal Romano? Does he have options? Isn't he in the minors earlier? Didn't they call him up?
Yeah, I don't know what Sal Romano's deal is. 1 second of thinking, and this lineup wasn't my best guess because they can't have Lamar and Florial, and I put them both in because lefty stuff and getting Florial a day.
But doesn't Sal Romano, wasn't he in the minors for them already?
Unsure. I think.
Or no.
I think they got him, like, off the streets.
So does Sal Romano not have options? Well, you can also DFA Sal Romano.
Let's
send Abreu down. I can send Abreu down unless they plan on using him. This is the latest they've ever dropped a lineup on us.
That feels right.
So Sal Romano did not. They have to DFA Sal Romano or send down Abreu. They can't send Sal Romano down. You know what this means? This means there's like probably another injury looming that they're like triple checking on right now.
Yeah, can they add him to the IL today?
Yeah.
Or do they think one more day?
So there's something going on. The Yankees don't have a lineup. We'll talk about as much as we can without that. But I don't know. We figured we'd just start it and the lineup will come.
I can tell you who the Rays are doing.
The Rays today have Margot leading off, playing right field. Is that what you have?
Yep.
Wander Franco batting second. He's a switch hitter, so they can go righty-lefty there. It's Monty for the Yankees, right? So it'll be righty-righty.
First time the Yankees are seeing Wander Franco. So
yeah. Cruz, DHing, batting third. Yandy Diaz, playing third, batting fourth. G-Man Choi, first base. Randy, the best ever, Arozarena at left field. Brandon Lau, like now?
He's Lau, Nate is low.
Yeah. Mike Zunino and Kevin Kiermaier. All the responses from the Rays fans are like, this is the lineup. This is the one. I like it. So they like their lineup.
Randy sixth is a pretty big flex with his numbers off Monty.
Yeah, the Yankees don't currently have a lineup. So we can't really talk about the lineup today or right now. That's a bummer. But Monty is pitching, and he's going up against Shane McClanahan. Have they seen McClanahan? I don't think so, right? Or maybe in relief? Okay, let's see. Oh, no, he started against them. They hit him around. Was he the one that was super nervous? June 2nd. June 2nd, they started against him. Shane McClanahan.
4-3 final. Yankees won.
Shane gets hit hard. He's 3rd% in max exit velocity, 30th% in average exit velocity. So when he does give up hits, gives up some hard hits.
I think all the damage was done to him. Geo homered in the first.
Throws his slider, is his most popular pitch. And Odor got a hit against him. Gary got a hit against him. Stanton got a hit against him. Glaber got a hit against him. And Geo. So Odor and the G's, Gary, Giancarlo, Glaber, and Gio all got a hit off of him. Gio took him deep for a 2-run homer. Glaber and Gary both hit doubles off Shane McClanahan.
Kyle, thank you for the donation. This isn't the real lineup. This was me putting the 9 guys I thought might be in.
But Stan's going to bat high. I mean,
he's going to be 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
All right, so judging on this, Gio, Glaber, Giancarlo, and Gary, and Odor should be in, and those guys are all going to be in. So there's that. What to watch for tonight? Pissed off Monty to come back. Hot start Monty to come back. Who's pitching? McClanahan's pitching. I mean, they got a good... Yeah.
He doesn't do, like, full starts, though. I mean, nobody on their team does, I guess, so.
Yeah, only Glasnow and Yarby, really.
Yeah, Richo was the only guy they were doing it with. And he gone.
Monty's been really good lately. I mean, he has a 3-4 ERA in his last 6 starts. He hasn't lost us a game with his pitching in a little bit now, so... A good start from him here might be able to drop the ERA on the season down to around 3.5. That'd be nice. Let's see. His Monty starts against the Rays this year. Holy shit. 1, 2, 3. This is his 5th start against them. 6.1, 1 earned run, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 6-4, and 5-4. Was his recent one good? His most recent one was 6.1, 1 earned run. So, yeah. And his one before that was really good. So, the 2 bad ones were early in the season. His last 2 times facing the Rays has been really good. I'm interested to see Cruz in their lineup.
Yeah, and that's sort of my cop-out what to watch for is the guys we haven't gotten to see play for them before.
Okay.
Cruz just got there, and Wander Franco is, like, top prospect in baseball stuff. Excited to watch, like, a game of his.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him more on defense because I've seen him hit, seen him swing. He's not performing well with the bat right now. He is swinging better of late. He had a couple multi-hit games. This last series against Cleveland, he had a lot of hits. Not a lot of power, only 1 extra base hit, but he had 6 hits in the 4 games against Cleveland. And then Cruz, obviously we've seen Cruz before, but never in that uniform. Never in that uniform, so...
Never as a true heartbreaker.
Yeah.
In the division.
And if we're being
he's on the Orioles when they were good, I guess.
Honest, Judge being back is probably the what to watch for. We always say Judge like statement home runs, so I expect him to be swinging kind of big early on in the game.
Mm.
I think. Who knows? It's tough. Like he's been away from live pitching. Or maybe he hasn't. Like, he's been healthy, so... I don't know the protocols.
I don't know what he's been allowed to do. The Yankees have been away, so is he allowed to use the facility? Probably not.
Does he have to be in a hotel room by himself, like bored?
Where were
Gio? Was at his house.
They were, I think they were at home because they opened this second half at home.
Gio was just chilling at his house or apartment.
So I think he was probably at home as well.
If Judge wanted to go meet up with his hitting coach, Teacher Man, and see some
off season guy,
and see some, he's got a crazy lunatic. Teacher Man is his name. The Judge's hitting coach is a psycho. Mm.
It works.
Works, yeah, but he's crazy. He could definitely go. So who knows if he's been staying up to bat or staying up to speed with, just standing in front of a pitching machine or high velo machine or something. He was standing in on Luis Severino's sim game today, so he saw some pitching already today. So that's my what to watch for, Judge. Some early energy. I mean, it's the Trop. It's the Trop, so what are you going to do? They can have a bad three innings, and then you just feel like, well, shit.
Yeah, if it comes out sluggish, it's a bad feeling.
Yeah. Especially Monty, facing this new lineup. Good lineup for the Rays. They've been playing really good. They're battling for the Red Sox for the division lead, so every game's important to them. Do something. All right, I guess we'll move on because we still don't have a lineup. How late can they run this? Like, when is, like, lineups, like, you have to have a lineup?
I thought it was maybe it's an hour and a half is the rule. I thought it was, like, 2.5, especially with gambling stuff being legal. I thought they had to
I
have
thought
stuff
they in. Had to have it in as well, yeah, because of the gambling. I thought it was now unless.
Or at least last year it was going to be. It was another thing that was going to be emphasized, but then pandemic stuff.
Man. All right, well, the pitching path to victory, we're guessing Abreu or Romano aren't available, depending if they DFA Romano or send Abreu down. Abreu should also be a trade piece if they want it, so I don't know. Yeah. It's
probably interesting to other teams.
Everyone should be available. Simple as that. Everyone should be available. So the pitching path to victory should be Monty for 6. Chad Britton Chapman. I mean, Chad Laza Chapman. Yeah.
Some Chad's a lock to get involved.
You would think he should be the first out of the pen. They've used him a lot.
He hasn't pitched since that first game of the Red Sox series.
Do they have a stretch of righties this lineup for them? Righty switch, righty, righty.
The top of the order, and Franco's a switch. Then you get Cruz, Diaz, Choi's a lefty, and Randy.
Wander, yeah.
That's kind of your get. It's kind of the best guess. Impact righties.
I think it's Chad, Britton, Chapman, and you just hope they all work. I wonder if Wander is hitting better. I'm going to check Wander's splits, Wander Franco. Because he did, last 4 games he started hitting. But he's so young.
One side of the plate.
Yes, it's all as a righty. He's hitting lefties well. Actually, he has 11 hits as a righty and 11 hits as a lefty, but he's just faced more righties. But his OPS as a lefty is .434. So then you're definitely going to try and use Chad in that lane there. Margot, righty. You switch Wander to the left side where he's been bad. And then you have Cruz, righty, Yandy, righty.
It looks like.
So that's the Chad lane there.
Yeah. Half related. It looks like before that, or during that Cleveland series, they started against righties, moving him down in the lineup, and they move him back up with a lefty starter today. So that feels like it's going along with everything we're saying.
Yeah.
So that's the lane.
Okay. So, pitching path to victory, Chad. And then, Does it work out if Chad gets that stretch? Then you bring in, well, Britton, it doesn't really matter, but you can bring in G-Man Choi for, or Britton for G-Man Choi, Randy's righty, and then Lau lefty. Who cares about Kiermaier? Watch out for Kiermaier jumping fastballs. You're prepped for Cruz and all the other people, and then Kiermaier just jumps a fastball and hits a homer, and the Yankees, Kiermaier and Zunino. Those are like the scary names, which is so stupid.
Yeah. They're the ones who get you. It would Optimally, it'd be nice to get Britton in before Chad and have him available as the fireman guy and then tack on whatever inning if Britton can't finish it.
Getting a call, FaceTime, from Katie, probably saying, I thought you said you were going to leave by 5 o'clock no matter what. I'm going to say, well, usually the Yankees drop the lineup at 4 o'clock, and it's 5:30, and they haven't. It looks like they're not even going to, like, in the time that we're doing this. So, something's going on. Something's going on, man. What is going on? Is that at this point, it feels like we're going to get a terrible update.
There's something new.
Yes. Like, this
we
is
got that Judge is officially going to come back, but that's not completely unexpected because we knew after yesterday Higgy was going to be back.
Yeah.
So like,
is there a trade in the works? Like, they want to trade Romano before they DFA him? Do they want to trade Abreu before they send him down? Like, what's happening? It's the latest we've ever had a lineup. I mean, can we Google? Because in 5 minutes is like an hour and a half before game time, right? 7 o'clock start?
Yeah, that would be, I mean, I guess it's officially a 7:10 start, so that.
Fuck.
That's their wiggle room there.
I don't even know how you can Google that. MLB changes lineup submission process to prevent bettors from being tipped info. So let's see if I control find an hour. All right. Managers will submit the lineup card directly to the league. This usually occurs 2 to 3 hours before game time. We're at an hour and a half.
Yeah, and that's just saying it usually occurs then, not a rule.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like something's going on, though, for sure. Injury. Yeah, Shane says injury, COVID. Yeah.
It's got to be funny business.
Then they said Rays Radio has both lineups. Are they just guessing like we are?
Does that mean I have to find?
I mean, Rays Radio Twitter account doesn't have both lineups. I don't know. How could Rays Radio have the lineup? Like, if the beat reporters have the lineup, they're going to tweet it out. If anyone has the lineup, yeah, it's going to be public.
They tweet it by now. All right, we got it.
Yeah.
Coke just tweeted. DJ LeMahieu at first. Aaron Judge in right field batting second. Gary catching batting third. Stanton DHing batting fourth. Glaber fifth at short. Odor sixth at second. Gio Urshela at third base batting seventh. Lamar in left field batting eighth. Greg Allen ninth in center.
So no Florial and Allen in center field. So maybe Florial's the move for
down.
Judge, sent for down for Judge. Lamar stays around. That's righty, 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 lefty, righty, righty, switch.
Lefty stack with McClanahan.
Yeah. Lefty pitcher on the mound, so righty stack. Okay. Got a lineup, which
keep
is good.
An eye out for the Gardner pinch hit for Lamar late.
Yeah. All right. Corresponding move by us. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Homer draft brought to us by.
Homer draft is brought to us by. Ooh, I dropped my hand. It's dropped to us by Manscaped. And they have the new Olympics Performance Package because the Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, and concerts are all in this summer. You know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush. So tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Do the right thing and trim your ball hair. 2 million men worldwide trust Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code PREGAME at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code PREGAME at manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory. This year with Manscaped. All right. The Yankees did not homer in Boston. Did they? Is that true?
Rugi homered in the final game.
Oh, okay. So the stat was that if they didn't homer, it would have been the first time they didn't homer in a four-game series in Fenway since 1944. Did Jake take Odor?
I don't know what happened in the last game. It wasn't in the dock.
I think we were texting each other about it.
So if he took Odor, he gets a point in both counters.
Yeah, let me see. We were texting. We texted. Wow, he took Rugi via text. He took Rugi, and what a huge win for Jake. He took Rugi and DJ, and I took Gio and Gardner. It was the end of the four-game set. What a huge Jake takes the series. Which means he has won 7 series. I have won 12, and it's 28-19. All right, let's see who has first pick. Me, I have first pick. Excited about it.
First pick.
What's that?
You have first pick.
I do. I'm going to take Judge with the first pick. BBD will be drafting for Jake via his proxy.
That is a good pick. I would have done that if I had the first pick because he likes the dramatic homers. Can't let you have the opportunity to have Judge and Stanton, so I will take Stanton.
Wowzer, wowzer, wowzer.
And, let's take Gio.
You got a homer off him in the year already.
Got a homer off him earlier this year. He got a fake homer with the monster stuff in his game back.
I'm taking Odor. I think Judge homers. And Odor says, actually, man, I'm the captain of the team now. You left and I took over. So then he homers more than Judge. Judge maybe a solo shot. Odor, 2-run, a 3-run, kind of like, please get out of my way, Judge. My name is Rougned Odor. I'm the captain of the Yankees type situation.
Like that. Like the logic there.
So do we have like a Yankees PR tweet then?
There should be something soon.
Yeah, there should be still nothing. All right, so those are the picks. Stanton and Gio for BBD / Jake and Judge and Odor for myself. The over-under is, ooh, you know it already? I don't know what it is.
I do know it already.
I think it's 9 flat.
7-5.
Holy shit.
Yep.
McClanahan? Monty?
McClanahan, Monty.
Like, Monty's been pitching well, but a lot of them are 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's not like he goes shutty. That was as of this morning. I did check right before, but also lineups didn't exist yet. Yeah, still 7.5, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, my preferred sportsbook.
Someone in the chat said, Jim's Yankee love and hope is adorable. And I don't know what hope you see in my eyes. Maybe the most hopeless Yankee fan at the company right now. You want hope, you go to Jake.
Jake, Dan, if you want hope, that's your lane.
I think I'm the least hopeful Yankee fan at John Boy Media.
I'm not outwardly down, but hopeful I am not. So I don't know. You got to be the most frontwardly not hopeful.
Well, I mean, there's just no real reason to have hope.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the main thing. It's the main thing. 7.5 is crazy. I'm taking the over. I mean, if it was 8.5, you might have baited me into the under. 7.5 is a low line. That's like, do you think it's going to be like a boring game?
You think this is just trap disgusting?
I got Rays fans on Twitter telling me this is their favorite lineup ever.
Like, they've clipped Monty before. They've got new guys that got to break our hearts.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, there's a part of me that when I saw 7.5 was going to be like, well, I don't know what they know that I don't. I'm going to take the under, but I am not going to do that because it's too low.
So, you're taking the over?
I'm also taking the over. It also feels pretty rude to Jake for me to not just match you.
Oh, okay.
Unless I feel strongly.
So you just don't want to fuck it up for him.
Yeah.
Because if you get it right today, whoa, did he get the under right? What was game four?
Yeah, so we didn't put any of those into that doc. So
all right,
that's
let me
also
text
why
my
the records are.
Let me check. I'll check my text with him again. We both took the under on game four. What was the final of game four?
Under on game four. I should pull up some scores. Yankees lost. That was what calendars are annoying. 5-4 final. So the under hit.
So we both got it right. It was 10.5, which was crazy. The day before that, game three, I took the over blind. It was Saturday when I said I'm going to the beach. It was a 4-3 win, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has to be the under.
Whatever, I would have to assume.
It wasn't a 6.5 line. So that has to be the under. I don't know what Jake chose, though. He said he tweeted it out, but.
I did see that tweet when it came out. And game two was 6-2 final. So,
you think if I search from Talking Yanks over and then do latest, it'll come up?
Eventually.
So July 24th, what day was that?
The 24th was Saturday.
So I took the over. Jake took the under. So we got that right. Good job by him. And then I don't know if I can find the other day. I don't know if Jake even tweeted it from Friday. No idea. Maybe we both took the under, so over doesn't show up.
Mm.
No.
Friday would have been an IG live, so we can check the tape on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Jake might be 500 and might be right under it. What was the final score on Thursday?
Thursday was 5-4 final as well.
Damn. It was 9.5, and I took the over. 9. Jake got that right. Wow. So Jake's on, like, a heater.
Potentially 6 in a row. Right.
Definitely 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Either 7 for his last 9 or 8 for his last 9. And you might fuck this up for him.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pressure. Do you have any premonitions?
I do have Rugi hitting a ball down the line. Don't have if it's fair or foul, but it's going to be one that we're holding our breath on, yanked down the right field line.
Okay. Okay. Down the right field line?
Mm.
Okay. Speaker shot? Tarp? Catwalk shot?
I don't have anything outright weird happening, but you might. I don't know what you got.
First ball in play. Catwalk shot. So, like, let's just do it right away. Javi Baez scratched through the bruise on his heel after
I can
all that.
Can kind of easily be A lie?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be a lie.
Heel bruise is the kind of thing you cite when... Whatever.
Where do you live on this map of New Jersey? Corn?
I guess that corn is where I'd be. I have no idea why the corn's there. I guess I'm a little more into, like, that what looks like trees and clouds, like, immediately to the top right of it. I'm, like, on that border.
I think I'm by the podium guy or the golf course.
Yeah.
That's a fun combo that the chat couldn't see. There you go. That's what we were looking at. All right. My premonition is catwalk right away. Catwalk. Oh, Rugi's going to make a diving play off a ball off the catwalk.
Make the play or just make a dive at it off the catwalk?
No, he's going to. He's a hero now. I mean, I'm all in. He's the best.
The best.
Ball off the catwalk. Rugi makes the play. And it might be at shortstop. Or, like, at home plate. Somewhere he's not supposed to be. And he makes the play. Because that's what he does. Tom A says, how's Jimmy's commute now? New house. I've been tracking it. Been keeping a lot of data. Today, it took me... let me see. It took me 50 minutes today. I wonder if my stopwatch on my phone is still going. I don't think I ever turned it off. Yep, 6 hours. I left my house. I left my house. Oh, that's not the camera. It's not that one anymore. 6 hours, 26 minutes ago. That's when I left my driveway because I turned the stopwatch on. It took me 50 minutes to get in today. The worst so far was Monday. I left at 7:54 a.m. yesterday, and it took me 60 minutes door-to-door.
It's yesterday. I had a nice commute yesterday, I think.
It takes me, like, either 30 minutes to the stadium or 40 minutes, depending on the day, and then 20 minutes... from stadium to office, which is four blocks.
Like caught in that.
Like 4 blocks in the Bronx takes about half the trip. Cover like 30 miles, and then the last 1 mile takes 25 minutes.
Takes the length of 30 miles should have.
It's definitely, you can cut it in half, especially like if you put finding parking in the Bronx. It's probably 30 to the office or to the stadium, and then like
30
stadium to the office and parking. Yeah. Ugh. All right. Enjoy the game, everyone. And hopefully there's not, like, bad news. I mean, I'm going to do one more refresh of Yankees PR Twitter.
And
there's still nothing. They have to announce some moves. Yeah. Okay.
Lamar isn't the 40 move for Judge, so that's something.
It's going to be Florial. They want him to get more time.
Well, Florial wouldn't be a 40. He's already on the 40 man, so it wouldn't be the 40 man shift. So there's something. I mean, I guess someone can go to the 60. Don't remember who is or isn't there yet. I don't know. We'll find out soon.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Talking Yanks.